Israeli troops today continued raids on Palestinian-controlled territory on the West Bank. They killed one suspected Palestinian militant along with several members of the Palestinian Security Force. In Gaza, Israeli army bulldozers moved in and destroyed several houses in a refugee camp. These latest incidents follow 2 days of heavy Israeli airstrikes in response to Palestinian attacks earlier in the week. Israel continues to insist it wants no further dealings with Yasser Arafat, but U.S. mediator Anthony Zinni is expected to meet with the Palestinian leader later today. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Gaza. Peter, heavy Israeli airstrikes and then today's raid. What's the situation in Gaza now?
Well, it's calm at the moment, although the incursions are still happening and the Israeli presence is very strong, and there's a very tense atmosphere here in the Gaza Strip. There was a police compound struck last night. Yet again, there's only two buildings left out of more than a dozen originally there. Palestinian police expect those to be soon gone as well. As you mentioned, the most recent fatalities came up in the West Bank. The Israeli army says five Palestinians were killed in the northern town of Salfit, including one on their most wanted list who they didn't identify. Four were injured, 20 arrested, a number of weapons confiscated. Palestinian reports place the death toll there at six, by the way. There's also a report from Israeli armed radio that this incursion was coordinated with Palestinian security forces with the aim of keeping bystanders away. That report is unconfirmed.
Any sign that the Israeli troops are planning to withdraw?
Quite the contrary. The incursions seem to be on the increase. Here in the Gaza Strip, troops moved further in than they have before, all the way to the outskirts of Gaza City in one case. They also entered the Khan Yunis refugee camp in the southern Gaza. There they leveled about a dozen homes, possibly a factory as well. Palestinians say one man is in critical condition. Israelis say they cleared these buildings to reduce gunfire at nearby Jewish settlements. Palestinians say this is the face of the Israeli occupation that the world often doesn't get to see. Homes destroyed, the economy crushed. They say this is what causes Palestinians to throw their support to the Islamic groups such as Hamas.
Despite the worsening violence, the U.S. mediator, Anthony Zinni, is remaining in the region. Why?
Well, some people think that's an excellent question. There's certainly no sign of an agreement in the current atmosphere. One U.S. official said perhaps Zinni won't stay that much longer. But Secretary of State Colin Powell is taking the opposite view. He says with the situation growing worse daily, the U.S. can't just walk away. The stakes are too high. And while the Israelis may not be talking with Arafat, there's nothing that says Zinni can't talk with them. And, of course, he probably will here very soon. But the role of Zinni now may become even more important because he may be the major line of communication between Israel and the leader of the Palestinians. Prime Minister Sharon, of course, is keeping with his hard line, saying that he'll never compromise with terrorists.
What's the reaction in Gaza to yesterday's release of the videotape showing Osama bin Laden essentially confessing to the September 11th attacks?
People have been waiting to see what the reaction in the Arab world would be, and here in the Gaza Strip, it's mixed. There are some Palestinians who say they are willing to believe that bin Laden was behind the attacks in New York and Washington. They do say they're astonished that he would allow such a discussion to be videotaped. Others, and I must say this is most of the people you see on the street. We were in a market this morning, and most of the people we talked to said that, you know, America has Hollywood. They can do anything with videos. They suspect this tape was doctored, if not fabricated completely. I would say the opinion seems to break down roughly along political lines. Those who are naturally more sympathetic to radical Islamic causes and to Hamas and Islamic Jihad, they don't believe this tape, and they continue to treat bin Laden as a hero. Others who are looking for a secular Palestinian state achieved through negotiation, they say they don't have any trouble believing Osama bin Laden is a terrorist.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Gaza.